Your Excellency, what is your initial assessment of the situation in Harare ahead of the election tomorrow?
Well, the situation is peaceful, and I guess that the campaigning has gone smoothly. All the political parties have had the opportunity to canvass for votes across the whole country, and there has been no-go areas. I mean, they've been able to freely access every part of the country to campaign. So it's been a peaceful atmosphere, and I guess today is quiet. Today there's no campaigning allowed, and the election is tomorrow. So far, so good.
The opposition had what they were calling serious concerns about the manner in which the elections were being conducted by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. What is your take on that?
Well, that is normal. I guess that all parties, you know, have concerns in all the elections I've witnessed, but as much as possible, the Electoral Commission must carry everybody along as long as it's within the law. That's why I commented at the time that it wasn't unjustified for the NDC to continue to push for electoral reform as long as it's within the ambit of the law. They were asking, they were complaining that they had not been involved in the printing of the ballots, and then they were also asking to be able to accompany the ballots as they were distributed, you know, and so once it didn't infringe the law, I didn't think that these demands were unjustified. But I guess that the Electoral Commission and the authorities concerned took the various decisions that had to be taken. And the parties have all agreed to go forward with the election. And so that's a good thing.
And what is your overall mission in Harare as the Commonwealth?
Well, we're here to observe the election and issue a report. Based on the various commitments that Zimbabwe, you know, has made in terms of its commitment to regional protocols on elections and international agreements on elections, and our report will be presented to the our final report will be presented to the Secretary General. We'll present an interim report after the election, and then the final one would be presented to the Secretary General.
Can this also determine if the Commonwealth will be able to accept or reject Zimbabwe's bid to become a member again?
That will be a decision of the heads of government. Our mandate here is to observe the election and come up with our report as to what happened and give what our recommendations are. Once we've done that and the report is presented to the Secretary General, I believe that it might be one of the issues, instruments used to assess Zimbabwe's readiness to rejoin the Commonwealth. But like I said, that essentially will be a decision of the heads of government.
And how significant is this election for Zimbabwe and Africa in general?
I think it's one of the most important elections that Zimbabwe is having historically. It is the election that's going to mark a watershed as to how Zimbabwe's democracy has matured. I noticed that since the events of November last year, there has been a process of economic and democratic reforms. And I believe that this election is going to give legitimacy to whoever, you know, wins to continue moving Zimbabwe along the path of democratic and economic reform.
Any initial concerns that you have noted?
We discussed with all the stakeholders, including the civil society organizations, faith-based groups, and the political parties, and all the concerns that were brought to our attention were passed on to the authorities concerned. And so the Electoral Commission, the Zimbabwean Police Service, and all of them, we have engaged with them. And I believe that largely a lot of those concerns have been addressed. But let me say that the parties have a role to play in ensuring the integrity of the poll because instruments are provided for them to be able to police the poll. For instance, the ballots are going to be counted in situ at the polling station. And so immediately at the end of voting, the ballot boxes are going to be opened right there at the polling station, and the counting will be done. and then the results are going to be published, posted on the wall of the polling station. I think that this, I mean, to a large degree, creates an opportunity for the political parties to be able to do their own tallying of the results from all the polling stations, and at the end of the process, be able to compare whether anything untoward has happened. That is, if their figures are violently different from the figures of the Electoral Commission. So I think that there are more safeguards in this election to have a fair and credible election than existed in the past.
So what will you be doing on voting day tomorrow?
Tomorrow, early in the morning, we're going to go out and witness the, we call it the opening of the poll. And so there are procedures that must be followed when the poll is opened. And so we're going to make sure that those procedures are followed and that the opening of the poll is done in a transparent and credible manner. And then afterwards, we're going to stay at the polling stations, of course, going around multiple polling stations to see how the voters queue, whether they're able to have easy access to the polling station. Do people get frustrated because the queues are so long, they get tired and decide that they don't vote at all? Or people are going to remain in the queues and take their time and vote? Will everybody have the opportunity during the time frame given to be able to vote? And we'll also look at the voting process, how the polling station is laid out. Does it make it possible for people to cast their vote secretly without somebody, you know, watching what you voted for? And then at the end of the poll, we would go through the closing procedures. There are procedures they go through to close the poll. And then we'll also stay and witness the counting. Is the counting done in a transparent and fair manner? Are the party agents there? Are they able to inspect every ballot, you know, and agree on rejected ballots and all that? So we'll watch all those processes. And after that, of course, it follows the transmission of the results. How are the results transmitted to the district centers, to the ward centers, from the ward centers to the national tallying center before the results are eventually announced? So it's a very complicated and laid out process. And as observers, we're supposed to witness the process from beginning to end.